I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. When you consider the narrative of the Arab Spring, Tunisia is the rare success story. It was the first to rise up against its despotic leader 3 years ago. And since then, Tunisians have managed to elect an assembly and adopt a new constitution. So far, so good. But Tunisia's young population isn't faring so well. Jobs are scarce, discontent is high, and the lure of Islamic radical groups is growing. Marine Olivezi reports from central Tunisia about one group that's trying to push back. Stay with me here. It's a breakdancing crew.
This is Breakdance 101. A b-boy with a Red Bull cap breaks down the steps for two teenagers. He shows them how to spin and where to put their hands. I forget about the whole world when I dance, says Kasim, a high school senior. If I hadn't come here, all I'd be doing on a Saturday is play cards and drink coffee. There's nothing else to do. This dance workshop was organized by young people for young people, without much help from anyone else. Nidal Boualagi is 24. He and his team, the Rocking Steps crew, started touring last fall, organizing workshops and battles on the streets and in youth centers like this one in Jelma.
We organize this here because it's such a small town. It's the first time for them to see someone perform in front of their eyes. That's our way of putting some fun in their lives, and they need it. Most of the boys I meet are depressed because their situation here is so bad.
It's that kind of hopelessness that touched off the revolution 3 years ago. It all started in Nidal's hometown, Sidi Bouzid, when a young fruit vendor set himself on fire. That was quite literally the spark that ignited the unrest and toppled a president. But apart from the politics, things haven't improved much for young Tunisians. They have one of the highest unemployment rates in the region, over 40%. Nidal says these young people are easy prey for Islamic extremist groups that preach jihad.
Ask anyone on the street and he'll tell you one of his brothers is in Syria. It's like my whole neighborhood has gone there. And that's because life in this country has nothing to offer. There's no hope, no job, nothing. So it's easy to persuade a young guy to go for jihad and maybe go to heaven. He'll pick that over the life he has here.
Nidal saw this play out up close. He says his own brother went to Syria last year. He wanted to get married, he says. But in Tunisia, that requires having a job and a house, and he had neither. His brother has since returned, but when I ask if I can interview him, Nidal says his brother barely talks to him anymore, so there's no way he'd speak with me. And it's not just Tunisians going to fight in Syria. Tunisia now has security problems of its own.
For the first time in Tunisia, we saw two high-profile politicians murdered, a string of clashes with armed forces, even a suicide bomber in a resort town on the coast. We'd never seen that before. 2013 has been a disastrous year.
That's Issam Kemakem, president of a leading youth organization in the capital. He says Tunisian authorities have been too soft on radical groups and too slow to address youth problems. And while he says efforts like Nidal's b-boy workshops deserve some praise, bottom line, dance is no real fix.
It's nice to let off steam, but if you have five people in your family without jobs, without income, it's not going to make your life any easier.
It won't put food on the table, but some say the b-boys of Sidi Bouzid provide something precious for young Tunisians, a sense of belonging.
The problem, and they get this, the youth problem, especially in the interior of the country, it's like they don't feel belong to anything. They don't feel belong to this society. They feel marginalized.
Wissam Misawi is the head of the Bridge to Democracy program, a USAID-funded initiative in Tunisia.
That's why they are like easy attracted by the extremist group and by the criminals. And the Wrecking Step, they are countering this appeal. And they create for me a space that I can express myself, that I can feel that I am belonging to this, that I can feel that I'm something in this place.
Misawi has worked with Nidal's group on other projects, including rallying locals to fix up and repaint a neighborhood of Sidi Bouzid. Back at the workshop, another organizer, Azmi Laifi, starts a drill with a group of beginners. He wants them to play out their anger. He pairs them up and asks them to push forward until one of them steps back.
With b-boys in the floor, you have to be so aggressive, okay? and so smoking like that, like think, come on.
At the end of the session, 24 teenagers put down their names and phone numbers. Hidal says whenever someone doesn't show up for a workshop, he calls and tries to track them down. We've become more than dancers, that's for sure, says Nidal. We're like youth counselors, too. For The World, I'm Marine Olivesi, Sidi Bouzid, Tunisia.